This has been a good week for tenants in three rundown buildings in the Bronx. With the work of tenant and community organisers, legal aid and the help of elected officials, the buildings were sold to a landlord with a good track record. WBAI's Linda Perry has more on this story.
The landlord of three Bronx buildings, Eli Abbott of College Management, was listed as the worst landlord on New York City public advocate Bill de Blasio's New York City Worst Landlords Watch List. The buildings, located on College Avenue near the Grand Concourse, has a record of 700 infractions. Juan de Leon is a tenant in one of the buildings.
Every time you call to his office and tell them then something had to be fixed or something, it was a big deal. By the last 3 or 4 years, every time you say something, he just tell you to call 311. You want something to get done, call 311 or go to the court. And he's a very nasty man. You know, he act like he don't care.
So the tenants got help from CASA, Community Action for Safe Apartments.
We get lucky and get with CASA. So CASA organized us, and we're starting to fight with him.
And CASA, you know, brought them together, started holding regular tenant meetings, set up a tenant association, and I think that happened in the last 2 years.
Ian Davey is a staff attorney with Legal Services New York City Bronx.
Then over the last year, they got in touch with us because we've worked with CASA in other capacities and basically said, you know, the tenants have identified what the main issues are, they've identified the problems, they've realized that this is something going on to all of them, and that, you know, their attempts to reach out to the landlord weren't working. He, you know, sent a very disrespectful letter just basically reducing their concerns to nothing, saying that they were ridiculous, and we decided we had to hold them accountable some other way, so that's how the court cases got started.
Legal Services New York City Bronx brought three cases against the landlord for each of the three buildings on behalf of all the tenants. The cases allege the landlord had not done repairs in such a long time that the court should appoint an administrator to collect the rents and make the repairs in the buildings.
Eli Abbott, the representative of College Management, had a proven track record of completely disrespecting the tenants and not doing repairs. So in our view, anybody, you know, will do a better job than him.
HPD Housing Preservation and Development stepped in, and the buildings were sold to a joint venture, Banana Kelly and Wavecrest Management.
So far yesterday, we don't have no, something happened with the boiler, we don't have no heat, so we called to the office, they very nice, talked, you know, say they're going to fix the problem, they fixed the problem right away, so we think they're gonna work with us. We're gonna live like a people, you know, like a human being. Because before, garbage everywhere. I mean, what's a big mess? They don't want to do nothing in here.
Davey says they are cautiously optimistic.
Like, we want to work with the new owners, and we want to make sure, you know, above everything else, that the situation gets better for tenants. We know that Banana Kelly has had a good track record, and certainly partnering with Wavecrest makes us even more optimistic.
So those are the new owners. Those are the new owners,
right.
And they have a track record in the Bronx?
Right. Banana Kelly does, yeah. They're known as an affordable developer, but at least a rehabilitator with buildings, and they're also very willing to work with tenants. And Harry DiRienzo, the president of Banana Kelly, has already agreed to sit down with us next week and identify, you know, the main problems structurally and as far as conditions go, and also, you know, identify going forward how we make sure that all of the long-term tenants are able to remain in the building.
The defense of the case is based on what the tenants have gone through.
You know, for them, it's just a question of kind of giving them some kind of recompense for all the problems that have existed.
Mm-hmm. The problems meaning lack of heat and rodents and mold in their apartments.
Right. I mean, they've experienced some of the worst things you can imagine. And the buildings are solid, but there are structural problems. So they've lived in constant fear of you know, ceilings collapsing and leaks streaming down the walls. And then the other, you know, problems that are more traditional, rats, roaches, mold, you know, lead paint, and then just being forced to make their own repairs. I mean, some of them have spent hundreds and thousands not hundreds of thousands, but hundreds and or thousands of dollars getting these things done, you know, making sure that they're, because at a certain point, you know, they had to engage in self-help to make sure that their kids, their parents, you know, elderly individuals weren't in extreme danger.
Tenants of the three buildings in the Bronx got together to celebrate their victory.
Yesterday was not like party, but we get together, we enjoy it, we eat sun, we talk, and we say thank you to legal aid people in CASA, because we suffer a lot, let me tell you, a lot.
The cases of the three buildings in the Bronx on College Avenue is still open for 3 months to make sure the new owners make good on their promises to make repairs. Once that 3 months is up, DeLeon says they'll extend another 3 months and see how it goes. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.